Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. Our guest speaker today is Bishop Joel David Trout. We want to truly thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join Bishop Joel David Trout as he begins his message.
In ministry, there's probably, at I think last count, about 50 plus individuals that were saved under my father and myself who are now pastoring around the country and around the world. So we both had an equipping type of ministry. And I've always known Pastor and Yolanda for their love for souls. They love souls. They got a spa just for souls. They got a hot tub for souls. Not to lay around and drink margaritas in. They be baptizing folk in that hot tub. And this has been for years and years when he was a new believer. Just had a love for souls. And I'm here to say I thank God for this ministry. It truly is amazing grace. He kept this ministry during the pandemic. Held on and navigated through the madness of the pandemic when Governor Newsom was telling folk they couldn't sing in their own church and they couldn't take communion in their own church. The devil is alive. And so I applaud this ministry and the souls here. I know some of you, your new associate pastor, Artie Sesma, he was saved in our ministry. His father was saved in our ministry, and his children grew up there. And I'm just so proud to see him here now growing in the Lord in ministry and to see Artie number two, Miracle Man, over there. Let me tell you something, Artie. 50 Cent ain't got nothing on you. No. 50 Cent say he was shot 9 times. you more than 50, you about 1 million, okay? God is great. I enjoyed your worship today. And I just believe God has given us a word for you today. This is not some warmed over bread, leftovers that I took out of the Tupperware. But this is something fresh for Amazing Grace. Thank you, Jesus. I want to talk to you today about the gift of perspective. The gift of perspective. Perspective is a view that places what I see in relationship to other things. Perspective means I don't look at things by themselves, but I put it in perspective of other things. For example, I'm about 6'1", and there are days when I feel pretty tall, especially when I'm standing in a line and everyone around me is 5'3". And I just kind of look around, and my head is above everybody's head. I'm like, But then a guy comes in that's 6'4", and puts me in my place. It changes perspective because now I see things in relationship to other things. Perspective is a gift. And I say that because there are so many people right now that are losing perspective, and it causes them to give too much value
to the minuscule things and to give more weight to things that don't deserve it. And so what will happen is I'll give something so much value that it will overtake my life that has greater value. You know, right now, even in the world, they're talking about climate change and how that we're going to die and Earth is going to burn up us all. Well, it is going to burn, but you ain't going to cause it. But do you not know that here, watch this loss of perspective. The World Economic Forum and the Agenda 2030 of the United Nations and Bill Gates, they have determined that agriculture and farms are causing damage to the atmosphere to cause climate change. So watch this loss of perspective. So they want to eliminate farms to save the planet. And actually want to reduce the population from 8 billion down to 1 billion to save the earth. Wow. So let's eliminate humans so the earth can live on. You see how off that perspective is? And so when you've got the right perspective on things, you put the right value on things. Things that should have value, you give them value. As you grow and mature, for example, a child, if you set $1 million before him and a cupcake, he probably choose the cupcake. Has no understanding of perspective, as the father's talking to the little boy there. You better choose that $1 million, boy. I recently moved to Phoenix, Arizona through my job, and I'm grateful for the opportunity I have there. But everyone told me when I came in and during February, it was beautiful weather, reminded me of San Diego. They said, don't get too comfortable, cause it gonna get hot. And I'm like, this is beautiful, great. And in fact, the weather was good beyond the normal time, but summer finally hit. And it just happened to be the hottest on record in Phoenix, which was my first summer. So imagine this, going to my car and looking at the temperature gauge, and it said 120 degrees. 120. So I was quickly educated on heat. But I'm going to tell you about perspective. So there were days when the temperature was 102, and I felt relief. I was like, wow, okay, this is great. Now, mind you, 8 months ago, if you'd have said 102, I would have said, no way. When I was in San Diego, if you said 102, it was like, it's over. Jesus is coming. But I got my perspective changed when I felt extreme heat, 120, and then I was able to recognize when it was 102, and I was glad for 102. Are y'all with me? I had my perspective adjusted. You know, true gratitude comes from having the right perspective, seeing things in relationship to other things. Gratitude comes from perspective.
You don't believe me? You're complaining because you don't have the latest shoe that's out. You want that $900 pair of red bottoms, sisters, brothers, a $400 pair of Nike Classics, Jordan's number first shoe, and are mad that you can't get that shoe. However, God has a way of getting your perspective right when somebody comes your way and they don't have any feet. Oh, God. Perspective happens when you see things in relation to other things. I'm mad because I can't get the shoes that I want, and there's a man who's in a wheelchair who has no feet, but he's happy he's alive. Y'all ain't hearing me today. You see, true gratitude comes from having the right perspective on things. My God, I don't know about you, but I didn't find out till later in life that we was basically poor folk. But I didn't know until I traveled to Ghana, West Africa. And what I thought was lack was wealth when I saw what other people had to deal with. I was complaining about my pay till I found out my hourly wage was what folks got for a whole month. I'm sick of this $15 an hour, and then I visited a place. You don't have to go far to visit a place where somebody's glad to get 15 bucks a whole month. So what should that perspective do? It ought to make you grateful. It ought to make you lift your hands and tell him thank you. I don't know why we need to tell folks when they come to the house of the Lord, come on and praise God. Come on and lift up your voice. Come on and clap your hands. We ought to be ashamed to have to tell people to praise God. Have you lost your mind? Are you blind? Can't you see the goodness of God in the land of the living? Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah! There's always somebody who wishes they had what you don't want. Hey, Amasia. God, open our eyes. Give us our perspective back. Help us to see things the right way. Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 1, I pray that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened. Oh, God. It will change your attitude. My God, these kids today get attitude because they don't have the latest upgrade on the iPhone. I want a better camera. I want four cameras on my phone. I barely use the iPhone to call folk. I'm using it as a computer and a game playing station. It can take away perspective. My God, when there are kids, my God, who have to get up every morning to try and get a meal for themselves every day, and my God, are depending on relief from across the ocean to
to send them some food. His perspective is, I ain't thinking about a phone. I'm thinking about some food. And the longer I live, what I notice about God is God will allow us to experience situations where things are taken from us. Just to get our heads right. Lord, have mercy. I feel Jesus here. It's not the devil. Sometimes God is trying to just get you have an attitude adjustment. Because you're walking around here thinking you all that in a bag of chips. God said, I need to adjust your attitude. My God, and something hits your body and the doctors don't know what's wrong. And you do an MRI and they see a mass there. All of a sudden, your life takes on a whole new meaning. Lord, have mercy. The doctor says it looks like it's cancer. All of a sudden, you ain't worried about going to Target shopping today. You ain't worried about your hair and nails. You ain't worried about the Raiders and the Chargers. God is saying, I need to get your perspective adjusted. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. I had a terrible car accident in November. I should have died. But I walked away from the accident. Fractured the half of my face and my mouth was wired shut for a whole month. And it was in that time that God began to talk to me. Lord, have mercy. I rely on preaching because that's what God's called me to do. But what happened when you can't do what you're called to do and your mouth is wide shut? You got to think of the goodness of Jesus. And you rehearse in your mind. If I ever get delivered from this, I'm going to do it, and I don't care what happens to me. I'm going to do it because I love God, because I remember when I couldn't talk.
Oh, have mercy.
I got a whole new perspective. I've preached to thousands, but guess what? I don't care if it's up five people. I don't mind preaching to three people. Because I have my perspective adjusted. Y'all not ready today. That devil's messing with me. No, that's God using the devil to get your perspective right.
Lord, help me today.
We'll throw away somebody off of superficial stuff and lose perspective on what's most important.
My God. So she doesn't have dimples in her, and her hair is a little rough. It's not silky. She's got a few bumps and ridges and a few rolls. But she loves your tail and cooks for you and cleans your dirty underoos and thinks the world of you. You better get your perspective right. Because Trixie might look cute, but she'll trick you. Trixie ain't nothing but a trick. It's called perspective. He stutters, and he said that he can't always get his words out right. But he worked. And he's faithful with his money. And he bring it home every day. And he showers you with love and kindness and great words when he can get it out. You know what I mean, baby. Nah, I want to get me a smooth operator. I'm going to get Rico Suave. And you let him go and get Rico. Rico is prettier than you. He want you to tell him how pretty he is. Meanwhile, your girlfriend picked up Stutterer. And he said, how could you pick up my ex and he stuttered like that? She said, that's all right. I'll speak for him. Perspective. People are killing themselves at a record rate because they lose perspective. Children killing themselves because they're being talked at school and talked about. When I was coming up, that was a rite of passage. Everybody got talked at and talked about. Four eyes, buck tooth, blimpo, el gordo. This generation has lost perspective. You talk about them and they're thinking about killing themselves. They have magnified the insignificant and given it more size than it's worth. The gift, it's a gift if you have the right perspective. The Bible teaches us this. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. I'm going to help somebody today. 2 Corinthians 4, around verse 17, he says this, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. How are you going to make it in this life with trouble as it is? Paul says, I got my perspective right. And he calls the troubles of this life light affliction. He says these light afflictions, which are but for a moment. Lord, have mercy. Paul said, if you're going to get through the mess of this life, you got to see it with the right perspective. First of all, he calls it light. Now, you're feeling like, man, this stuff is heavy, but you got to put it in perspective. He says, it's just for a moment. It's working for me a far more exceeding weight of glory. So when you look at it that way, this trial that I'm going through is light compared to what it's doing for me. Oh my God. Paul had to get the right perspective of life, or life was going to overwhelm him. He calls these afflictions just a moment. Now, how do you do that? This brother sitting in the corner there, will you stand up in the corner? You stand up and stand against that wall right in the corner. Go stand against that wall in the corner. What's your name? Frankie. Frankie represents 1 million years in eternity. He is 1 million years down the line.
I'm standing here in 2023, right now. The Bible says the days of our years are 70. And if by reason of strength, they be 80, which means your average lifespan is 70 and maybe 80. I represent, my physical body represents 80 years of life. This is 80 years right here. Frankie over there is 1,000,000 years into eternity. I want you to imagine yourself 1,000,000 years from now in eternity. Looking back in 2023 and that flat tire you got going to work and you cussed everyone out. That road rage you had and wanted to shoot someone on the road. Someone cut you off and you wanted to kill somebody. Your boss telling you, I'm firing you. I'm sick of you. And you get a notice that you're going to be evicted. Paul says, put it in perspective. That's nothing but a light thing. And he said this, it's just for a moment. It don't feel like a moment until I look at the glory of being with the Lord for 1,000,000 years in eternity. That stuff is going to look like nothing.
Lord, have mercy.
After your first 100,000 years. You're going to look back at this time and say, why was I tripping? That was only a moment. That was light compared, Paul said, to the glory. Okay, watch this. You know what the glory is that we're going to have? We're going to get a new body. A glorified body. You're going to look like you. We're going to recognize each other because Jesus gave us a test model. When he got up from the grave, he walked around. They said, wait a minute. That is Jesus. He got a hole in his hand, but no blood. He said, look at the hole still there. But no blood, no gore. Look, here's the holes in my feet. And here's the part I love. Jesus said, I'm going to show y'all what your new body's going to be like. Jesus sat and ate fish sandwiches with the disciples. He made them. I'm going to tell you something. I'm so glad we're going to eat on the other side. No calories. No high blood. No cholesterol. No gout. No sugar. No cancer. Paul said, put it in perspective. You mad because you gained 5 pounds. I'm just sick of myself. Put it in perspective. You're not on the show, My 800-Pound Life, okay? Okay, yeah, I can do this. Put it in perspective. There are people that you went to high school with that are dead. Most likely to succeed, and they're gone. You know what the Bible says? I believe it's a book of Proverbs or Ecclesiastes. Solomon said this. A live dog is better than a dead lion. Solomon, the wisest man, said, put it in perspective. A live dog is better than a dead lion. Do y'all get it? See, dogs were not valued highly in Scripture. So if you wanted to dog someone out, you call them a dog. A lion is like, lion in the tribe of Judah, king of the jungle. But the psalmist said, put it in perspective. A live dog better than a dead lion. Come on. You might think you're a dog, but you're alive. The gift of perspective helps us get through. Lord, have mercy. It's a light thing. By faith, Hebrews 11, 24 to 25. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. By faith, oh God, I thank you. Hebrews 11, 24 and 25. Moses chose to suffer affliction with the people of God by faith than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Can I help you today? Sin only lasts a season. It feels good when you're in it, but it's only for a season. So he chose to suffer with the people of God. Guess why? Because suffering is only a season too. Sin is a season. You partying hard, doing the drugs, everybody wants you. You balling out of control. You the OG, original GG. Yeah. You belong to the beehive. Okay. Oh, you got it going on. But it's only a season. And being broke, busted, and disgusted is only a season too. Come on, how many of you know that? Oh, I've been broken, but that was just a season. But even when I was broke, I didn't give up and decide to sell drugs. Because I knew it was only going to last. Oh, Lord. I was only going to be broke for a season. And God was going to come through and bless me out of it. Come on and clap your hands right now. Whew. I'm imparting a gift to you today. The gift of perspective. Number one, it'll make you less hard on yourself. I've learned over time, because I was very hard on myself. Everything had to be perfect and just right. I'm talking to somebody here today. Super perfection. And when you put it in perspective, who will know that you had all your sheets folded in the right direction in eternity? Who will know that your table was set appropriately and the salad fork was on the right side in eternity? Some of you need to give yourself a break. Oh, y'all don't believe me? Watch what God did in the creative process. He began to create, and then he stood back and said, "That's good." Each day after he created, he said, "That's good." You see, for some of you, you'll never step back and say, "That's good."
Lord, have mercy.
You'll beat yourself up, and nothing will ever be good because Daddy never said you did good. But God stood back and said, that's good. And then on the seventh day, he had the nerve to rest. You know what God was teaching you? Get some perspective, boo. Rest. Let it go. Walk away from it. And rest. But no, it's just got to be perfect. Rest. I want them to think well of me. Rest. Lord, have mercy. Get some perspective and rest. Ooh. If you can't say ouch, say yes. Somebody said ouch. Eternity begins when my worry ends. Eternity begins where my worry ends. When my worry ends, I'm getting an eternal perspective. I like how Matthew says it in Matthew 10:28. Fear not him who can kill the body, but not the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both body and soul. We have fear of man who can only affect your body. We give him so much weight and so much value. Kids are killing themselves because of social media and what they said about me, and I didn't get enough clicks. I don't have enough likes. Jesus said, don't fear the guy who can only destroy your body, your reputation. He's an influencer. Oh my God. You fear him? You need to get an attitude like, that's light stuff to me. Fear him who can destroy your body and soul. What does the Lord say about me? I am what the great I am says I am. Y'all didn't catch that. I am what the great I am says that I am. That's all that matters. I'm more than a conqueror. That's what I am. I'm a royal priesthood. That's what I am. I'm a chosen generation. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm a lender, not the borrower. Fear me. All I want to hear him say is, well done. Somebody shout, well done. Good and faithful servant. Put it in perspective. The person talking about you got issues. They're projecting their issues on you. Oh, you think you are all that. No, you think I'm all that. Because you just projected that on me. What came out of you? Put it in perspective. Someone tell you, such and such is talking about you. Put it in perspective. And do this, consider the source.
such a... Lolita says, you're ugly. And then when you think about Lolita, you're like, I'm good. Why are you losing sleep? Why are you tripping? Put it in perspective. You can only affect my body, not my soul. Your soul is who you really are. This is just the house I live in. All of us have different types of houses. Some of us have a little dog house. Some of us have a mansion. Some of us have a condo. Some of us have a townhome. This is just a house. This is just what my house happens to look like. But my soul is the real me. That's the seat of my affections, my emotions, my will. That's the real me. God said, I'm the only one that can affect the real you. They tripping and talking about the body. And you're going home with your sucking your thumb and they don't like me. I don't measure up. I'm gonna go to Tijuana and get a BBL. Forgive me if I hit somebody in here. The brothers don't know what a BBL is, so I'm... Oh, they do? Okay, because he was asking you to get one. Oh, okay. My bad. You see how we put so much on this? Some of you right now just can't even look in the mirror in long because you're disgusted with what you see. And in minimizing your soul. And God is saying, put things in perspective. That stuff is temporal. And it fades away. In James, he said, your life is but a vapor. So put it in perspective. Why lose time and energy on stuff that's vaporizing? It won't be here. The gift of perspective. I like how Jesus put things in perspective. In the book of Hebrews, it says this of Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. Jesus had to put it in perspective. He was on the cross naked. Those pictures that you see with a nice little loincloth and his head nice to the side and a little drip of blood, that is demonic because that's not what sin did to Jesus. It brutalized him. He didn't even have the look of a man once they brutalized him. And here's how Jesus put it in perspective. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Jesus was teaching a Bible lesson while on the cross because he said, I know you're going to go through one day. And you're going to experience some stuff that's going to bring you shame. Jesus was naked before his mother. Watch what it said. And he despised the shame. I refuse to be made to feel shame. Who am I talking to in here? How did he do that? Watch this. Who for the joy that was set before him. He dealt with the moment of pain
and shame, focusing on the joy ahead. You know what the joy ahead was? Was seeing you at Amazing Grace sitting here in a church redeemed and washed by his blood, praising God. Y'all didn't hear me. That's why he stayed on the cross and said, I can deal with this to see you here today. Some of you right now, people have said, if he ever goes to church, the walls are going to fall down. God going to strike it with lightning. You mean no way? He's going to church now? Yeah. So Jesus saw that as joy. So I'm going to endure this just for the joy of that moment. When 50 Cent comes to church, $1 million comes to church. And that brought him the joy he needed. I can put this in perspective. I could endure this shame. Oh! Because through this, I'm going to wash away some bad sin. I'm going to cleanse some bad stuff. And I can wait for the joy of them after they go through their craziness, after they almost get killed, after they go to jail and come out, after they OD and come back and say, yes, Lord, I can endure this for that. Amen. That's called perspective. He put it in perspective. This ain't nothing compared to what's coming. I'll stay longer just for the sake to see Joel 2023 sharing this with them. I can't wait for Joel in 2023 on Sweetwater Road to remind them that when I was dying, I was thinking of them. So if he could do that, he was showing us this is how you get through stuff. This is how you make it through. Get your perspective right. Okay, I can endure this because it's only going to be a season. You just caught me in chapter 3 of my story. I got 93 chapters. Oh, you in 3? That was a bad chapter. How many of y'all have had some bad chapters in life? Woo! If you started reading my story in that chapter, you would have thought it was over. Ah, but keep on reading. God got my mind right to help me put it in perspective. Brother Minari, he plays a great guitar. You enjoy that now. But put that in perspective of the many hours of practice that were put in. I know. They say you have to practice at least 10,000 hours to get proficient at something. So if he'd have stopped while he was struggling, he wouldn't be able to stand up here and make y'all feel good. It's perspective. I can endure this for that. Y'all hearing me? I can get through this for that. War's breaking out in Israel. Don't lose heart. Don't be afraid. Because these are signs that are getting us closer to our redemption. You know what the Lord is going to allow to happen? Things are going to get so bad here that you're going to start saying, "Even so, come Lord Jesus." I know you want to get married, but you're going to be like, whatever. I'm tired of paying all this for gas. Got to decide whether to pay $11.08 or $11.04 for this slab of meat. Even so. So God is allowing our kingdoms to crumble so that we'll yearn for his kingdom. That's it. That's all. All the great kingdoms. America's the last great kingdom. He's allowing it to decay so that one day we'll say, okay, we ready. Yes. I don't know who you are today, but maybe your perspective gotten off a little bit. And I find myself complaining a whole lot. I need to get that right because while I'm complaining, I'm missing out on life. I'm missing the beauty that's around me. Because this one thing is not right. And you're missing out. So you need to put it in perspective. This is one part of life that is not so well, but look at all the other parts of my life. We have a couple people in wheelchairs today. But guess what? There are some people that are bedbound. They can't get out of the bed. And they're not even aware that they are alive. I needed extra help to get here, but I'm here. I don't know who you are, but Will you allow me to pray for you? And there's a need to be transformed, adjusted, recalibrated. Have your mind renewed. Get your focus back. Get your life back. Somebody's going through a great trial. Come on up here. Let me intercede. I know what it's like to go through a great trial. So these are not empty hands on empty heads. No, I've been there. Come on up, daughter. Thank you, Jesus. Hiya. Glory to God. Somebody else, come on up here. You know you need to come. In the name of Jesus. Hi. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus.
If you're listening right now on the internet, and maybe you just were surfing the net, you came across Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, and you're hearing this message right now, and you may not even know who Jesus is. I'm going to ask you right now to pray with me that God will show himself mighty to you. He will come and visit you right now by faith. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I do believe that you died for me. I believe, God, that the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. And on the third day, you rose again to give me life and life more abundantly. Lord Jesus, forgive me now, God, of all my sins. Come into my heart and make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I'll do my best to serve you, Lord, all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, Amen. If you prayed this prayer by faith, God, through the authority of His Word, has saved you. I pray that you would find a Bible-believing church and that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of our sermons, all of our notes, all of our PowerPoints are free at charge. Just download them from your computer and be blessed. The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.